Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, Tom. I'm Stephanie.
Hi. Today we're going to be talking about sharks because we didn't get our fill on sharks last time because sharks are fascinating creatures.
They are.
And there are a lot of myths about sharks that are probably not true, and we're trying to bust those myths through the auspices of this show on the Discovery Channel. It actually happens once a year. They have the Shark Week program where they try to tell people, no, sharks are not the bloodthirsty killers that Jaws and other movies have made them out to be.
No, they're only just these misunderstood creatures who really aren't bad folks, you could say. No, no.
You just got to get to know them a little more.
Yeah, maybe you should just swim around with them a little bit more. Actually, there is a very famous saying, don't swim with the sharks. If you swim with the sharks, you're going to get bit, right? Swimming with the sharks means you're hanging out with people who are not good people, and one day they're going to get busted, which means arrest. And so are you. So when you swim with the sharks, you get what you deserve.
You'll go down with the sinking ship. But we should say that, well, sharks, they are trying to bust the myths about sharks. But they still are dangerous creatures to some extent, so you should probably educate yourself as best you can. We're not saying they're angels, you know, but we're just saying that they are misunderstood.
Yeah.
And we're trying to bust some of those myths about sharks. And remember last time we talked about this TV show, it features those two fellas from the Discovery Channel who are always trying to bust myths, Mythbusters, those two guys. They're actually doing this with sharks. And where we left off, they were trying to see if indeed an air tank, a scuba tank, would explode if you shoot it with a bullet when it's inside a shark's mouth. Okay,
yeah.
Well, today we're going to talk some more about these myths. I guess the myths we're going to talk about today is ones or are ones that are concerned with repelling sharks, either with the calls of orcas or with the smell of dead sharks. Can you keep sharks away if you send out the call of a killer whale or if you drag a dead shark behind your boat?
Interesting. Yeah, I know.
That's something I've always wanted to know. So let's find out now. Let's read through the entire contents of our lesson, and we'll be right back to talk about it. As well as testing the explosive capacities of scuba tanks, Jamie and Adam want to investigate two myths about shark repellent, which claim that sharks can be repelled either by the calls of orcas or by the smell of dead sharks. First, Jamie and Adam locate an area off the coast of the Bahamas that's visited by orcas and Caribbean reef sharks. Jamie, armed with a bait box and a waterproof speaker, dives to the seabed below. The sharks are soon circling around him, attracted to the scent of the bait. Adam, meanwhile, sits warm and dry in the boat, playing the orca's hunting calls over the speakers. Will the noises of their most fearsome enemy cause the sharks to flee? Fishermen have long claimed that dragging a dead shark behind the boat keeps sharks from eating their catch. To test this theory, Jamie and Adam have built a pressurized system that will release the essence of dead sharks into the water. By letting the creatures have their fill of the bait box, Jamie and Adam hope to observe the sharks being repelled by the essence when they're most aggressive during dinner. Will the disgusting scent do the trick? When you tune into Mythbusters vs. Jaws on July 10th, it's important to remember the overall goal of Shark Week. With shark fishing expeditions, culls, and shark finning practices wiping out shark populations, programs such as Mythbusters vs. Jaws should make us realize that sharks are not the vicious man-eaters they're portrayed as in the media, but creatures desperately in need of our help.
Okay, folks, we're going to start in on day two. This is Unit 2, Shark Myths Busted or Confirmed. Now, we talked about Jamie and Adam wanting to test this, the part of the movie where the shark has the scuba tank inside him and they shoot it with a bullet and, of course, he explodes, which saves the sailors. But they're going to test this again to see if it really works. Here it says, as well as testing the explosive capacities of scuba tanks, Jamie and Adam want to investigate two shark repellent myths. We'll talk about that first, but let's focus first on testing the explosive capacities of scuba tanks. Explosive means that ability to burst apart or to explode, right? Explosive is the adjective form. Someone can also have an explosive temper, which means when they get mad, wow, it's like a bomb goes off. They just, rawr, you know, erupt in anger. Well, they want to see if these scuba tanks really will explode. Now, a capacity can mean the maximum amount something can hold, but it can also mean your ability to do something. For example, my dad has a very large capacity for hard work. He's a really, really hard worker. So if you have the capacity to do something, it also means you have the experience, the power, you understand how to do something. We all often say children don't have the capacity to understand a lot of what they do, that it's wrong when they're like 1 or 2 years old, you know. They don't have the capacity yet. Their brains haven't developed enough.
I still don't have the capacity to understand stuff myself.
Yeah, I know, Tom.
But in any case, here, basically what the sentence is telling us is that in addition to testing how well these scuba tanks can explode, Jamie and Adam want to investigate two shark repellent myths. They want to investigate these myths. To investigate means to gather information so that you can solve a crime or answer a question.
Yeah.
Or solve a problem or whatever. So they're going to gather information. They're going to investigate these two shark repellent myths. Repellent here has to do with repelling something to keep it away, like you might bring along some mosquito repellent if you go hiking to keep the mosquitoes away from you. So these are myths or ideas that people have about ways to keep sharks away. These are two shark repellent myths. If you want to keep sharks away so you can do something else.
So they can either be kept away or repelled by the calls of orcas. We often talk about the sounds that animals make. We call them their calls, like the call of a bird, the call of a wolf, a roar, you know.
Yep.
And an orca has its own little sound that it makes. An orca is a very large toothed whale. It has a very beautiful skin. It has black and white markings, and it has a really big dorsal fin. They're really beautiful, actually. They can be repelled or held back by orcas because they're afraid of the orcas. That's why. And they can also be repelled by the smell of dead sharks. Yeah. Mm. If they smell the smell of dead sharks, they might think, oh, my friends were killed. I shouldn't go over there. That's dangerous.
Indeed. So we're calling, we're talking about the calls of orcas. I should mention that orcas are also known as killer whales. They're known by both, although nowadays people like to use the word orca.
It sounds nicer.
Than
killer.
Even though killer whales are pretty vicious underwater, there's some pretty nasty stories about what they do to other creatures down there. But
yikes.
We'll talk about that some other day. Mm. And so I guess you can use the calls of orcas, or you can use the smell of dead sharks to keep sharks away. Now, first, in the next paragraph here, first, Jamie and Adam locate an area off the coast of the Bahamas that's visited by orcas and Caribbean reef sharks.
Mm.
So this is the Bahamas. They're a group of islands that are straight east of Florida there. They're a separate country. They're an independent country. So they're down there in the Bahamas, which actually is visited by orcas and other kinds of sharks. As you know, there are different kinds of sharks. There's the tiger shark, the hammerhead shark, the mako shark, the whale shark. In this case, we've got the reef shark, or more specifically, the Caribbean reef shark. So they visit these islands in the Atlantic Ocean here. And Jamie, well, he's armed with a bait box. He's got a box with bait. Bait is just something you use to attract fish.
Mm-hmm.
If you're fishing, you might put a worm on your hook. That's the bait to attract a fish. So hopefully it will bite the hook and you can catch a fish that way. So I've got he's got a box full of bait. He's also got a waterproof speaker. A speaker is something that produces sound for your stereo. This one's waterproof, so you can take it in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then he dives to the seabed below. He goes to the bottom of the ocean and just kind of sits there and waits.
Yeah, the seabed's just a fancy name for the ocean floor, or the floor of the ocean. So here the sharks are soon circling around him. That's a bad sign. Usually they circle you before they attack. They're attracted to the scent of the bait, which makes sense, you know. They can smell food, which is what bait is. It's real. Real food, usually tiny animals, tiny fish.
So, yes, there's the scent of the bait in the water. The sharks are attracted to the scent of the bait. But Adam, meanwhile, sits warm and dry in the boat, playing the orca's hunting calls over the speakers. Okay, so here, the sharks have come, and now they're trying to test whether the sounds of orcas making sounds is going to scare those sharks away. Will the noises of their most fearsome enemy cause the sharks to flee? That's a good question.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you that.
Really?
That's for us to know and you to find out. You'll have to tune into this program. We don't actually know ourselves, and I'm looking forward to tuning in myself to find out. This is their fearsome enemy. Fearsome just means really scary, really frightening. And to flee just means to escape, to get away from danger.
Very quickly, yeah. You're not walking with a slow pace. You are running because there's danger behind you. Maybe you're being chased by zombies. Who knows?
Ooh.
Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back. Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看第二单元。好，要谈鲨鱼。有关鲨鱼这种生物，它到底是不是真的那么的凶残？好，我们知道这边提到了一个很有名的 Discovery Channel 上的节目，叫做《流言终结者》。而这里面节目的两位主持人呢，他们就是要测试一般人相信的或信以为真的到底是真的还是假的。这也就是我们标题里面会有一个 Busted or Confirmed。 好，换句话说，这个迷思哎，是被推翻了还是被肯定了。现在呢，在第一天的文章里面，我们呢发现他们做的第一个测试是和之前做过的一个所谓在高压气瓶，对于高压气瓶这个爆炸能力的测试，那这是第一个。但是除了这个之外，今天的节目里面我们要再看他们所进行的另外两个测试。好，我们首先就看到，好，这个句子啊，一开始他写到 as well as， 我们注意到 as well as 其实就是一个像连接词的片语一样，但是它前后两个东西基本上重点是在前还是后呢？如果你说 A as well as B， 其实要强调的或者是它的主角呢是前面的 A。所以说在这一句里头，他提到 as well as testing the explosive capacities of scuba tanks， 好，就是和这个我们一样要做测试的是什么，就是后面谈的才是重点。好，他们要测试还有两个迷思，跟鲨鱼有关的迷思。那这个两个其实有什么样的说法是大家相信的呢？一个是说啊，如果你要驱赶或者是让鲨鱼跑掉，那有两个方法。一个说是用 the calls of orcas， 换句话说，这个 orcas 事实上它是一种动物，叫做虎鲸。他说你用虎鲸的叫声是第一种，还有另外一种就是 the smell of dead sharks， 也就是死掉的鲨鱼的味道。好，这边呢说到他驱赶的方法，他用到一个连接词 either or， either by A or by B。 其实我们知道 either or 这是一个组合性的片语，这个片语也是连接词片语，所以他前后所接的东西在句构上
在磁性上应该是平行的。这也就是为什么在这里你看到 either 后面用 by 这个介系词片语，而 or 后面也是 by 的介系词片语。好，我们继续往下看，那这两个他们怎么来证明呢？下面就说到，好，这个测试里头主持人呢，他们到了一个巴哈马沿岸的海域，然后为什么到这里？因为这里有很多的虎鲸还有加勒比鲨都在这里出没，然后呢他们带了一个诱饵箱还有一个防水喇叭，然后潜到了水底。好，接下来呢这个测试其实听起来是很危险的，因为你到了这里头，鲨鱼受到了这个诱饵的味道吸引，当然就会在主持人的身边打转。而这时候呢，另外一位主持人他坐在船上，然后他就放着虎鲸狩猎时的叫声，那就是要测试到底这些叫声会不会让鲨鱼跑掉呢？好，我们看到这边其实卖了个关子，因为如果你不看节目的话，你就不知道这个事实上是真的还是假的，到底有没有驱赶鲨鱼的效果。好，那我们来看看这里其实有一个单字应该要注意的，就是提到说这个喇叭它是一个防水的喇叭，waterproof。 好，我们知道英文里面往往会有所谓的字的组合，里面有些呢字首或字尾都是可以固定的，或者是加在别的字的上面成为另外一个造的新词，像这个 waterproof， 你加了 proof 在后面就是防什么的，这边加 water 当然就是防水的。那有时候呢你如果不用 proof， 你用 tight，诶，它也有防什么的功能，比如说 airtight， 诶，这就是气密罐，它是可以不让空气进来的。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
It's time now for us to resume our lesson. The questions we're trying to answer today, or the myths that we are trying to bust or confirm, are A, are sharks scared of the sounds of orcas, or B, are they scared of the smell of dead sharks? So far, we've looked at the experiment here. They're playing the sound of orcas underwater to try to scare those sharks away. But again, as we said, We're just leaving this with a question here. We're not going to tell you if it works or not. You have to tune in yourself to find out. But now let's go on to the second question. Will the smell of dead sharks scare live sharks away? Mm. Well, fishermen have long claimed that dragging a dead shark behind the boat keeps sharks from eating their catch. You have to imagine fishermen out on a boat in the ocean, and they're trying to catch fish. Uh-huh. They have their lines cast behind their boat.
Sure.
But sometimes sharks are back there waiting for the fish to swim out to take the bait, and they're going to get that fish first. So what fishermen do is they drag a dead shark behind the boat. Hopefully that will scare the live sharks away so they can catch the real fish.
Well, they've got to test the theory, right? You want to make sure that you know what you're doing first. But if you test a theory, you test your idea to see if it's true or false. That's what all scientists do. And this is kind of a scientific experiment. Jamie and Adam have built what we're calling a pressurized system that will release the essence of dead sharks into the water. If something's pressurized, it means that you put pressure in it so that when you push a button or something emerges or is released. What's pressurized? Let's see, your tires on your car. They are pressurized, and if you push the right button, the oxygen will come out. Well, this, instead of releasing oxygen or gas, it releases the scent or the essence of dead sharks into the water. A lot of perfumes, you may have noticed, some of them use essence in their name. Essence just means here that little something, that characteristic something about something. But it can be a concentrate or an extract from a plant. Here we're talking about the scent or the flavor of dead sharks, and they're just releasing that from this pressurized system so that it goes out into the water, releases into the water.
Yeah, as we said before, we don't really know what's going on here because this is in a TV show. You'll have to watch it to find out. So it's some kind of system, some kind of apparatus that releases the smell of dead sharks into the water. And by letting the creatures have their fill of the bait box, Jamie and Adam hope to observe the sharks being repelled by the essence when they're most aggressive during dinner. So here it says they let the creatures have their fill. If you let someone have their fill, that means you let them eat as much as they want. Okay, here, kids, have your fill. Eat as much as you want. So I guess they open up the bait box and they let the sharks come in.
Just
go ahead, guys.
Chow down, baby.
Yeah, enjoy your meal there. It's free. It's on the house. And while that's going on, the sharks, of course, are going nuts. They're going crazy. Oh, boy, something to eat. But Jamie and Adam are observing the sharks' behavior. If you observe something, you just watch it in order to learn something about it, to get some information. And they're watching the sharks, and they're trying to see if they're actually going to be repelled by the essence or the smell of those dead sharks. And this is, of course, when the sharks are very aggressive, which means they're very active. They're trying very, very hard to get that food.
That's right. If someone's aggressive at work, maybe in your office, it means they don't really think about other people. They're just trying to get ahead, and they do whatever it takes to get a promotion from the boss. They're a little aggressive. And if you have an aggressive dog, perhaps, he's quick to get angry and lash out and bite, perhaps people who are making him mad. So stay away from aggressive animals in particular. Mm. Now, here's the question. Will the disgusting scent do the trick? If something does the trick, it does whatever job or whatever goal you have in mind for it to do. Will it work? Is the question. If something's disgusting, it kind of makes you sick, right? Sometimes, I have to admit this, sometimes when I go through the night market, some of the dishes I see are a little disgusting. When they take, you know, all the chicken feet and the innards of chickens, the insides, and, you know, they're in the big bowl, and I'm like, oh, no thank you.
Well, I'm sure a lot of American food is disgusting to Chinese people as well.
Especially sour cream.
Yeah, I guess that would be disgusting.
Yeah, they don't like
I've heard people tell me they can't stand blue cheese. How can you Westerners eat that? It's like eating paint off a wall or something. It's disgusting.
Hey, that's not American. We can blame the French for blue cheese.
Yeah, but I happen to like blue cheese.
Oh, you like
myself.
It? I don't like it either, so I'm with the Taiwanese.
Okay, but in any case, yeah, disgusting is in the nose of the beholder. But in any case here, yes, will this disgusting, awful smell be effective? Will it do the trick? Again, that's for us to know and you to find out. You're going to have to tune in to this program to find out. Mythbusters versus Jaws. Okay, here's the final paragraph here. It says, when you tune in to Mythbusters versus Jaws on July 10th, it's important to remember the overall goal of Shark Week. Yes, you might be wondering, why are they showing this show about sharks? But you need to remember the overall goal, what they're trying to accomplish. Keep that in mind.
That's very important. The overall goal, not the short-term things they hope to achieve, but the overall, the final goal, what they want. They want us to feel better about our friendly creatures, the sharks. So with shark fishing expeditions, culls, and shark finning practices wiping out shark populations, programs like these, and the one we're talking about in particular is Mythbusters versus Jaws, it should make us or help us realize, hey, sharks aren't so bad. So let's take a look. This is a long sentence, so we'll go through these terms one by one. An expedition is a pretty fun adventure when you go out on a long voyage or maybe a journey, and you go with a group of people. Maybe you have a particular goal in mind, like doing some scientific research or discovering a new area of the earth that no one's ever seen before. That's an expedition. Here, if you're on a shark fishing expedition, you're out on a boat trying to find sharks because you want to kill them and bring them into your boat.
Exactly. Unfortunately, we've also got shark culls. That's when people go out to kill large numbers of some kind of animal because they want to control the population or get rid of them. We've got a problem with deer in North America. There are just too many deer. So sometimes people go out on these culls. They try to go out and kill thousands of deer so they're not any more of a problem.
Yeah, coming into your backyard, eating your garden.
Yeah, we've got lots of wild animals in North America, that's for sure, including the humans. And also shark finning, that's another thing we often talk about in this program. I guess that's a delicacy for certain cultures here in Asia to have shark fin soup or something like that. You kill sharks there just for the fins, and unfortunately the shark has to die as a result. So
terrible.
I think there's better kinds of seafood so that a shark doesn't have to sacrifice its life just for a bowl of soup. Sounds kind of silly
it's
to me.
It's horrible because they just chop off their fins and leave them to die in the ocean.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible. A tradition, and it's been around for thousands of years. What do you know? But still, sharks' numbers are going down fast, and sometime in the future, you won't be able to have your shark's fin soup.
We need them for the ecosystem in the ocean.
That's more important than the soup, yes.
Yes.
But also, indeed, these practices are wiping out those shark populations. To wipe out means to totally destroy something. Maybe life on Earth will be wiped out in the future by a big asteroid or something like that.
Or if you're on a skateboard and have an accident, you can say, I wiped out.
You did.
Or even on your scooter. You can wipe out on your scooter.
So we've got all this going on. So these programs like Mythbusters and Jaws should make us realize that sharks are not the vicious man-eaters they're portrayed as in the media. Vicious just means really violent, really wildly violent,
cruel.
Yeah. Man-eaters, people who eat people, not just men.
Yes.
Portray just means to how something is shown or depicted. And yes, these creatures are desperately in need of our help. A lot of shark species are on the list of endangered species.
That's terrible. Okay, guys, one more time, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
好，我们继续看下面还有一个测试。这个测试当然就是说，哎，如果你拖着一个死的鲨鱼在你的船后面，能不能也把鲨鱼赶跑呢？好 ，to test this theory， 这个 to 当然是表示它的目的。好，那这次呢，他们打造了一个加压系统。好，看到了 pressurized system， 这个加压系统当然就是说要让这个鲨鱼它的那种所谓的浓缩精华到水里面。好，我们来看看这次一样非常的危险，这两位主持人呢就是在鲨鱼用餐的时候最恶最凶猛的时候，然后呢想要用这种浓缩精华把它们赶走。那这个测试的目的也是要让大家知道到底它有没有用，真的能赶跑鲨鱼吗？照样卖个关子，我们不在这边告诉大家。那这个地方我们要看的是它的句型，请看到句子里面呢，它这里提到 by letting the creatures have their fill of the bait box， 看到 let， 我们知道 let 它当然是一个使役动词的用法，它后面会加受词，受词后面如果还要接动词的时候，你的动词肯定是原形动词，所以这个用法要特别注意 let somebody do something。 好，接下来最后一段，最后呢我们就期待有一天到7月10号的时候，你可以观赏这个节目《留言终结者对决大白鲨》。在看的时候，也许你就知道今天节目内容所介绍的答案了。好，我们今天节目就到这里结束。
That's it for today, everybody. Hopefully we learned some more about sharks in our program, and you can learn some more about sharks in the show Mythbusters vs. Jaws. Check it out. It'll be on TV in a couple of days. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.